With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. Former President Donald Trump is calling for national unity and resilience as he recovers from yesterday's apparent attempt to kill him. Shock leaders across the political divide are recoiling from the shooting that left Mr. Trump injured, but according to his campaign, quote, fine. The gunman and an attendee at Mr. Trump's rally were killed. Also on SRNews.com, addressing the nation following the shooting, President Biden said all Americans must condemn this attack.
The bottom line is that the Trump rally was a rally that he should have been able to be conducted peacefully without any problem. But the idea that there's political violence or violence in America like this is just unheard of. It's just not appropriate. And everybody must condemn it.
The U.S. Secret Service is investigating how a gunman armed with an AR-style rifle was able to get close enough to shoot and injure the former president at his rally in Pennsylvania. Lawyers for Hunter Biden have withdrawn their request for a new gun trial.
Hunter Biden was found guilty last month on three felony charges stemming from his purchase of a handgun in 2018 when he was allegedly struggling with drug addiction and faces up to 25 years imprisonment and hefty fines when sentenced. In June, his attorneys asked for a retrial, saying that the trial started before the circuit court formally denied the 54-year-old Biden's appeal, meaning the appeals court still maintained jurisdiction on the case, not the court that convicted him.
That's correspondent Bernie Bennett reporting. Amazon is holding its 10th Prime Day event on Tuesday and Wednesday. Retail rivals like Walmart, Target, Kohl's, and newcomers TikTok Shop and Temu launched summer promotions ahead of Amazon. They're hoping to siphon off some of the e-commerce giant's savings-hungry shoppers. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has found a new revenue stream.
The nation's number one abortion business is now selling drugs used to help children stave off puberty and live as the opposite sex. Planned Parenthood's own data reveals that 45 of its 49 regional branches are providing hormone treatments, leading to a 125% increase in sales from 2020 to 2022. The organization's mission statement claims it seeks to help people live, quote, full healthy lives. Critics say puberty blockers won't accomplish that. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A new poll finds a majority of Americans oppose a federal abortion ban and that a rising number appear to support access to abortions for any reason. The findings from the AP and NORC indicate 6 in 10 adults think a person should be able to obtain an abortion in their state for any reason. Former President Donald Trump has declined to endorse a nationwide abortion ban. This is SRN News. Israel's military says one of its soldiers was killed in combat in northern Israel as the country's army and the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah continue to trade cross-border fire. Former Israeli Ambassador Michael Oren says parts of northern Israel have been ravaged by Hamas.
You have to run from house to house. You have a gorgeous village like Matula where 140 homes have been destroyed. And you can't walk out in the street because they're going to shoot you. Rockets falling, drones falling. And this is the Galilee, all right? This is the Galilee of the Bible. It is an intolerable, intolerable situation.
Oren spoke with the Salem Radio Network. China and Russia's naval forces have kicked off a joint exercise at a military port in southern China. That's according to the official news agency Xinhua. This comes days after NATO allies called Beijing a decisive enabler of the war in Ukraine. More details at SRNnews.com.